It was November 11th, 2010. Jennifer Jakeway's husband, Jim, had just rolled through a stop sign near their home in the village of Mount Horeb. He got pulled over.
And instead of sitting in the car and waiting for the officer to come up and say, "Sir, did you know that you just rolled that stop sign?" He got out of the car and approached the officer. And then they said, "You need to get back into your car." And he refused. And he said, "I didn't do anything wrong," and got very defensive. So they proceeded to handcuff him and throw him in the back of the squad.
Jennifer had noticed Jim's behavior had changed recently, but having her previously law-abiding husband in handcuffs, she said, was a real turning point. It was about a month later when he was diagnosed.
So it's the deterioration of his frontal lobe of his brain and temporal, and that's the frontal lobe, of course, is what controls your executive functioning, your decision-making, your insight, judgment, your personality.
The disease has caused Jim's personality to change, so much so that Jennifer says today she's married to a very different man. The new Jim can be confrontational and inappropriate, and at least once a week she says he has a huge meltdown. And because of the dementia, he can no longer work or drive. He lives at home while Jennifer works full-time and coordinates his care.
The way you really save money with dementia is to keep people at home. If you put them into a nursing home, the average nursing home cost in Wisconsin is $93,000 a year right now.
That's Rob Gunderman of the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin. Wisconsin's aging population is set to explode and the cost could skyrocket. So keeping dementia patients in their homes for as long as possible, he says, is necessary. By 2015, the Department of Health Services says Wisconsin will have over 900,000 people 65 years and older.
That is roughly 117,000 more than we're 65 in 2010. So in 5 years, we're gaining 117,000 65-year-olds.
DHS Secretary Kitty Rhodes says connecting people with resources to help keep them in their homes and save for longer is the only way the state will be able to afford the population boom. But she says there are challenges in rural areas of the state where public transportation and services can be lacking. Jennifer Jakeway actually packed up and moved her family from Mount Horeb to nearby Madison.
Because it was too difficult for me to get him in and out to activities. You know, Madison is rich with resources and things that were very appropriate and meaningful that Jim likes to participate in, but I just couldn't get him to everything.
In Madison, a paratransit bus picks him up at the door. While Jennifer works, Jim is able to go to adult daycare 3 times a week, as well as other dementia-specific programs and physical therapy. Gunderman of the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance says those are resources that really pay off.
Being able to get, say, adult daycare 1 day a week paid for, then that enables the caregiver to not burn out. And caregiver burnout is one of the things that will trigger sending someone into a nursing home.
Jakeway says with help, she hopes to keep her 61-year-old husband at home for as long as possible.
Because of the access to services and transportation, I don't have to do it all.
And she says not having to do it all allows her to keep her job, and that provides her with very important and necessary time away. Chris Endurce, Wisconsin Public Radio.